Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5.
Hi, this is Johnny Clegg.
This is Jesse Clegg.
This is Laudu from A King.
This is Dylan from Congress.
I'm Robert.
I'm Chris.
We're from Robert John the Wreck.
This is Duncan Foran. You listen to Greg Nedling on South African Rock Connection.
On KX93.5 FM.
FM.
Woo!
You're listening to the SA Rock Connection with Greg Nedling here, still coming to you live from Cape Town. Actually, not quite in Cape Town itself. I'm in a town called Strand. It's on False Bay. It's on the other side of Cape Point over the bay. It's called Strand, and it's about half an hour drive to the center of Cape Town. And from here, I can see the side of Table Mountain. We have great waves here, an open stretch of sandy beach. And I'm sitting here staring over the waves and talking to you there in Laguna Beach. And I'm sure it's a great day in Laguna Beach as well. It's a great evening here. It was a great, great day. It was a very busy week for me, and I absolutely didn't get time to chat to any bands or go and see any bands this week. Hopefully, when I finish with this show, I'm going to go down and see a band or two. And next week, and for my next show, I promise I will chat to some bands. You heard there Dan Patlansky, and unfortunately, I just saw on his website that he's actually not in South Africa at the moment. I would have really liked to catch up with him while I'm here. Dan Patlansky is probably one of the, if not the best, blues guitarist in South Africa, and I'm sure anywhere in the world. The guy's really good. He's touring UK at the moment, and he'll only be back here in February, and then unfortunately I'll be gone already from South Africa and back there live in studio in KX93.5. Listen here, I'm not going to talk much today. I'm going to play a lot of music and a lot of South African music. And again, I'm here in Cape Town talking to you. So KX93.5 officially went global. And I feel like playing another Dan Patlansky. This is another one from Dan Patlansky, all the way from Cape Town here in South Africa. All right.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm back, all the way from Strand, just outside of Cape Town, South Africa. This is the SA Rock Connection on KX93.5, and coming to you from the other side of the world. I hope everything is okay there in Laguna Beach, and I miss you guys. But come and visit me. It's amazing, as you fly into Cape Town, you look out the window, you see this flat mountain, you land, you walk down the street, you can actually walk up to the mountain and look at everything from the flat tabletop. And then you can look a little bit further over the bay, and then you will see me sitting on the beach talking to you from the Strand. Okay. Anyway, that was Dan Petlansky, Bring the World to Its Knees, and a double play there. So, you know, why not stick with a double play today? There's a band in this town, actually, Strand, Somerset West. Look at the Google Maps where we are. Another band from Strand, Somerset West, Pebble Man, and a great, great blues band. A friend of mine, Johnny Pereira, actually went to see them the other day. I couldn't go. I had something else on, but they will be playing around here again, and I will go and watch them soon. And I'm going to go in with a double play from them. Pebble Man first is Lonely Times, and then I'm going to go with Little Angel. This is Pebble Man from Somerset West, Cape Town, South Africa. You're listening to the SA Rock Connection on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. And this show is sponsored by Mozambique Steakhouse, right across the road there on PCH from the radio station. Thanks, Mozambique, for keeping us on the air and for keeping me on the air all the way from South Africa. This is Pebble Man.
Ball and chain ties me down and I don't feel safe. Leave this town, pack my stuff, I won't be hanging around. It's gonna set me free. There's a time when I sail seven seas. There's a time when I used to live carefree. Lonely times, they make me feel lonely. Lonely times, they make me feel the need. They make me feel restless, like I can't explain. Lonely towns, lonely child. Love is blind, but every time it comes it opens up my eyes. Love is king, and I can feel it burning underneath my skin. Inside, I can't begin to understand all and every little thing. There's a time when I sail seven seas. There's a time when I used to live carefree. There's a time when I used to hear your voice. There's a time when I really had a choice. Lonely times, they made me feel lonely. Lonely times, they made me feel the need. Lonely times, they made me feel restless, like I can't explain. Lonely times, lonely child. Child, lonely child. Oh, oh, was a time when I used to live carefree. There's a time when I used to hear your voice. There's a time when I really had a choice. Lonely times, they make me feel loaded, like a loaded gun. Lonely times, they make me feel the need, like I need someone. Lonely times, they make me feel restless, like I can't explain. Lonely times, lonely child.
My lips.
So that was a double play there from Pebble Man. They actually hear from Somerset West, and I've been here 2 weeks and I still haven't been able to see them. But you know what, my friend Johnny, Actually, he probably heard me talking about him and Pebble Man. He just walked in to my makeshift studio here in the Strand. And he's got a lot of information about this band. He knows them personally, every single one of them. And I'm going to ask Johnny to run through who Pebble Man are and why they're so good. I mean, you could hear those two, so they, two songs. They're brilliant, brilliant musicians. And world-class. World-class Laguna Beach, I tell you. Anyway, Johnny, welcome.
Yeah, thanks, Greg. Nice to join you here in the Strand. It's nice to hear you listening to the Pebble Man sounds. Yeah, I saw the guys on Sunday playing at a local venue here, which is at a flooded-out quarry. Most of the local blues aficionados gather there on weekends, and we catch up to the local blues acts, and blues rock is led by Pebble Man in South Africa.
Awesome, but you're a musician yourself, eh, Johnny? You've been playing for many, many years. So before you talk Pebble Man, what about your music?
Well, technically, I can't call myself a musician. No, I'm a drummer. Everybody will know that.
Watch it.
We are not allowed to call ourselves musicians.
Watch it.
Yeah, I have a little bit of experience. Was on the road with Jesse Jordan, who is the front man of Pebble Man. Played back in the day. And I still keep in contact with him, mm-hmm. and I keep an eye on his career, but he's really doing well now. He still has his band, the Jesse Jordan Band, but part of Pebble Man, they're now pretty much the premier blues rock band in South Africa at the moment.
So who's in the lineup? Can you tell us about the lineup of Pebble Man and where they're all from? And I mean, the people in Laguna Beach won't know them, but let's educate them about this bunch of brilliant blues and jazz musicians.
Well, for the people in Laguna Beach, and I guess all the expats in the States listening to this, you may have heard of a local blues band called the Boulevard Blues Band. Two of their members, Richard Pryor, lead guitar, and Robbie Stemmett, bass guitar, local legends of the blues scene. They started this band. On drums is a guy called Kevin Gibson. He's one of South Africa's premium drummers. He's been around the block. He may sound like he's a 20-year-old punk rocker, but he's a very seasoned musician, mm-hmm. played amongst the best musicians. Quiscom Bass, some of you will know him, played on Quiscom Bass's Boomalars Drum album, and notably one of the world's finest guitars, Johnny Faree, he played on his album. And finishing up the lineup is, of course, Jesse Jordan, the front man, also a guitarist, great songwriter, and a performer extraordinaire. And it's kind of a super group made up of some of South Africa's finest musicians.
Awesome. So what do you think, what music should we play next? Some of the music from who these guys played with. Maybe a Jesse Jordan, one of his originals. What do you think about that?
Yeah, we can listen to something from Jesse Jordan or the Boulevard Blues Band or even Johnny Fisher. Depends if you want to hear some jazz or some rock, but perhaps some Jesse Jordan if you're into some rock.
Yeah, let's start with Jesse Jordan and then we'll go straight into a surprise after that. How about that? Thanks, Johnny, for coming in and talking about Pebble Man. Speak to you when we get back on the air.
Thanks, Greg. Nice to be here.
You're listening to the SA Rock Connection with Greg Nietling and Johnny Pereira, coming to you from the Strand, Cape Town, all the way on the other side of the world. Enjoy Laguna Beach. I hope it's a sunny day there. This is Jesse Jordan.
When do you like to read the Tuesday news? Reads about the old man who tried to fly. Every time she walks these streets and the moon is hanging high, Wendy starts to cry. Wendy likes to dream about it. For 16 years she's thought about it. To leave this town and hold her head up high. Watching those late night shows. When he takes her paper and her bag, fills that old Ford up with some gas when she's out of here. When he likes to say her prayers before she hits the road,
Okay, Laguna Beach, we're back from the Strand in Cape Town. And that was Jesse Jordan with his song Wendy. And Jesse Jordan, of course, that was his band, Jesse Jordan Band. And he's also the lead vocalist of the band we're featuring today, Pebble Man. And Johnny used to play, Johnny, my co-host today here from the Strand, Johnny used to play drums for Jesse Jordan. And he's got a little bit of a story about that song, Wendy. So when we were off air, Johnny was telling me the story, and I think it's brilliant. So I don't know, Jesse might kill you after this, but hey, what's the story, Johnny?
Well, Greg, we know it's not proper to speak out of the tour bus, but I will on this occasion. Jesse is a great performer, but he's also a very good songwriter, as you've just heard. And this song was written when he was a 16-year-old schoolboy, and he produced his first album at that age. He won a contract with Atlantic Records. The song Wendy was about Jesse's personal dreams, and he didn't want to mention his own name, so he just introduced the name Wendy into the song, and it's essentially about his young dreams, his dreams as a young boy.
Wow, that's just amazing. And at 16 years old, he did that, and he had the insight to do that. Amazing. And now he, later in his career, he's fronting this amazing band, Pebble Man, who are making headway here in South Africa and hopefully internationally soon. I think they are absolutely international standard. And we're going through the lineup. The next person we will get to is the drummer, who played for a plethora of bands and musicians, including a legend here in South Africa called Koos Kombuis. Can you tell us a little bit about that, the drummer of Pebble Man, and his connections to Koos Kombuis? And Koos Kombuis, and I've got the next song queued up here, is called Johnny Is Nie Dood Nie, translated Johnny Is Not Dead. So a little insight on that, Johnny.
Well, Koos Kombuis is a local poet, Afrikaans poet. His name's André Latoy, and he ended up sleeping in the kitchen of the commune near Stellenbosch University, and he became known as Koos, which is Jacob Kitchen, translates to Afrikaans as Koos Kombuis. And he wrote this song about a drummer from Stellenbosch who ended his own life on a railway track. On this album, Kevin Gibson, who is the current drummer of Pebble Man, played the drums on this album, which was titled the Street Person's Dream, the Boemelaar's Droom, as the South Africans will understand. And this song is about the drummer Johnny DeSwart, who lost his life that night on the railroad.
And there you have it. A sad, sad song, sad time. But you know what? The legend live on. Laguna Beach, you're listening to the SA Rock Connection with Greg Nietling and Johnny Pereira, coming to you from Cape Town, South Africa. KX93.5, going global.
Het gesê jy wil 'n break vat van die toere en die lang pad. Elke aand 'n ander soundcheck. Elke nag 'n nuwe slaapplek. Jy het gewens jy kon het chill. En is tyd vir 'n sabbatical. Maar nog voor jou woorde koud was, het jy besef dat jy te oud was. Jou repertoire was klaar. Dit was te laat vir nog 'n comeback. Oor die jaar jy het gedink jy het niks meer om te sê. En jou ex-vrou wil jou geld hê. Maar die kunstefees vat elke cent. De mense omzet is kost 10% van die bruto pijn en hartseer. Elke fucking keer as jy probeer om 'n difference in die land te maak, om 'n lied te skryf wat mense raak. Helder antwoord of die suiverste akkoord op jou gitaar. Jy het gesê jy wil 'n duik maak in die nasionale pad. Jy wou jou mense ompraat om 'n nuwe kans te vat. Maar daar was vlee op jou windscreen en depressie was jou baas. Johnny is hy dood nie. Johnny is hy dood nie. Johnny is hy dood nie. Jy is net uitgepaard.
a genius. Johnny, you're so awful. Johnny, Johnny, Stardust, no. Johnny, Johnny, cup it flow. Johnny, let's see do it. Johnny, let's see do it. Johnny, let's see do it. I spit, I crap.
So that was Quiscom Bass there with Johnny Isiduity. It was in Afrikaans, sorry about that, but I can translate it to you. So if you want a translation, let me know. On Facebook, we there, the SA Rock Connection, KX93.5 on Facebook. Send me a message and I can translate that entire song for you, Laguna Beach. So we're coming to you from Cape Town, South Africa. I still have Johnny here with me. We're still featuring Pebble Man. And we're going through the musicians. And next up, we have another one here from the lineup of Pebble Man that Johnny will talk to you about.
Well, Greg, the rest of the lineup actually play for the same band, another band in Cape Town called the Boulevard Blues Band. Also one of the top bands in the country. Robbie Stemmett, bass guitarist, plays for many other projects here around the mother city and in South Africa. Richard Pryor, prodigious lead guitarist, blues man, also really involved in building blues music up in amongst the youngsters here in Cape Town. And this is the next song is the Boulevard Blues Band, doing a song by Eric Clapton, and it's Someday After a While.
This show, the SA Rock Connection, is brought to you by Mozambique Steakhouse. At Mozambique, you can find live music 7 days a week, ample parking, views with cocktails on the veranda upstairs. So thank you, Mozambique, for the great sponsorship for this show for so many years. And you can find more information about Mozambique on mozambiqueoc.com. You're listening to the SA Rock Connection.
Those blues away.
Laguna Beach. That was the Boulevard Blues Band. Greg, thanks for having me today. It was wonderful to join you, listen to Dan Petlansky, Pebbleman, and some projects from all the guys that were involved in the Pebbleman lineup. Perhaps we could listen to a song that I used to play with the Jesse Jordan Band some time back. It was a little fun song we had, a Beatles song called I Wanna Hold Your Hand. The record company, Atlantic Records, heard this, loved it so much, they actually sent it to Sir Paul McCartney to listen to.
Johnny, thank you for coming in on the beach here with me in Cape Town. And yeah, that's all we have time for, Laguna Beach, all the way from the other side of the world. And there's some great music out here in South Africa. So if you want to come visit, you're welcome. Tot ziens. Salgachle. Goodbye.
Yes, sir. I want to hold your hand.